Oh, you got some cucumber?
Actually, yeah, my cucumbers are starting to come, or zucchini, whatever they are. All right, and the big one's for you. And, well, it's radio, but what, awesome, thank you.
You want cold water?
You guys are planting tomatoes, and it's July 7th, I think, so.
Yes.
These should still work. They've been in the planters for a while, right?
Right, these actually are donations that Peggy Murphy from the Highland Garden secured from Strader's.
Okay.
And they were delivered to the Highland Garden up there on the hilltop sometime last week.
Oh, before I forget, how do you think we can grow more food? What are some of the obstacles for gardens right now? I was talking to this guy here last night. He was saying how the city gave some soil donations instead of following through with the money.
Money?
Yeah.
It might be even deeper than that. I think it's a mindset of just the everyday living that people are used to or conditioned to live. That it doesn't really enter into your consciousness that where your food is coming from, or the fact that you can spend time gathering food or farming or you know, there are many avenues in gathering food, creating food.
What are some of the practical obstacles?
Practical obstacles.
Water.
Water. Land access. Land rights. You know.
But nobody. I mean, these gardens have been around a while. I don't see anybody kicking anybody off the land, right?
Yeah, this actual lot, Sunflower Alley, on the corner of Bryden and Ohio, is, hey, how you doing? is actually for sale, so it might be sold.
Oh, okay.
It might actually been sold.
So this might be the last year doing the gardening in this spot.
On this particular spot, but,
how are the other gardens going? Garden of Freedom, Garden of Justice, some of the other ones you have. The biggest one you have is Garden of Freedom,
the
right?
Garden of Freedom, yeah. That one, that one's actually owned by the city, so until they sell that to a developer, that we can garden that, you know, for as long as we want. We actually want to get that. We would like to secure that land, you know, in perpetuity for food purposes, so...
Right, because you build up the soil over all the years, and then someone's going to slap some concrete on top of it. And
right, it well, yeah, and it's Mound Street, so there used to be mounds, the native people, you know, thousands of years ago that were there, and, you know, those were removed. It's actually the plot that we're talking about, Mound and Carpenter, was an apartment building, I don't know how many years ago, because I never saw the building, but... that was torn down, and now it's about an acre farm that we grow all kinds of vegetables on.
Is there anybody working with the city to do some setup whereby you can hang on to the land? Land trusts or some other things like that?
I mean, not the people have talked about that. Dan Hedipole, who actually works for the city, is a really good guy. You know, I don't know. I don't talk to them that much and know exactly what their plans are, but they seem to be supportive. But, you know, the city has to make money for itself to exist, so that's probably their primary...
So if somebody comes and offers them $1 million or so for a property, it's hard for them to turn it down.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's just the economics.
Yeah, so it might not be easy, but there might be some way around some of those things
if
set our minds to it.
There could be legislation, or the city could just say, yeah, this kind of created like a park where it's, you know, it should be just part of, you know, society where we have these common spaces that we use to grow food. You know, if we are indeed an equal society, then equal access to healthy food, you know, should be not just an option, but it should be available to everybody.
Sure.
That's really what it's about.
Anything else?
That was fun.
Well, to do this is
fun.
The gardening,
fun, man.
Yeah. What are you doing with those sunflowers? You guys gonna sell them?
We're making bouquets. There's so many varieties I didn't, you know, I'm just learning. Some very vivid colors in these sunflowers, and quite a many varieties that I had. No, I always thought they were just, you know, one type of sunflower. But
can you guesstimate how many square, how much garden space you guys have? Probably like 2 acres altogether.
Yeah, around 2.5 acres on garden plots. That
16 plots?
No, 12.
12 plots.
12 plots. Really, 11 sites. 11 sites, 12 different gardens.
And an estimation of how much harvest you had in weight maybe last year?
A couple thousand pounds, but I don't know.
Okay, it's hard to, you guys didn't have a scale for everything you harvested.
Yeah, we just, yeah, wasn't measured.
Is there a dollar amount on the money made, or that's, I don't know if you want to talk about that, or?
Sure. Four seasons, I think the produce that we sold, and we didn't do a very good job of getting it all to the market. We donated a large portion. It was probably around $4,000. A great portion of that was peppers. It was like one bulk sale. Actually, it was probably closer to $2,000, but we had other revenue.
Sure. And that money goes into tools and...
Yeah, it goes back
a bunch of other stuff.
Staff and just into the general operation of Four Seasons City Farm.
You, I mean, this is your job. It's your full-time gig for now,
right?
Right. So how's that funded? Through grants and other stuff?
You
don't mind me asking?
Yeah. No, it's fine. A portion of it's from United Way. Leftover funds, we lost our funding, so there was a portion of that was still left over. Sales, so we're hitting sales more aggressively this year, and maybe donations from other people, but
cool.
We're working, to right now it's just myself that's employed here now, and we're working on growing our paid employees to around 3 to 4 people. We did actually, hopefully, that we'll go through an AmeriCorps position, which would be a great benefit, which would be one full-time staff person for a year, and it would only cost us, and it's kind of like a grant, but instead of giving us money, they pay for a staff person.
Cool.
through the United States government.
AmeriCorps.
AmeriCorps, yeah.
Yeah, anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool, thanks, Hank.